This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You heard that Bill highlight. That means it's Bill time. We do it every week. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. That's not one. One of two touchdowns for our pal, Bill. Grant Danny here on the fan. Zabe in for GP. I'm Danny Ruye. Let's jump right now, this minute, to the guest hotline, the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, for our weekly spot with Bill. Bill, what's up, buddy? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. How you feeling?
What's going on? How you doing?
We're great, man. So walk us through that first touchdown you scored. The second one was really fun. But that first touchdown you scored, it felt like they were doing a really good job in the run game and in run defense. And that was just kind of a, I see the goal line and I'm going. We're going to go through a bunch of contact. Walk me through that play.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was tough, like, to start. You know, you're going to get a couple yards here and there. But, I mean, I seen the crease and I was like, okay, like, we need to make a play and we really got to score. So I was like, okay, I'm really trying to get in there. So, I mean, it was cool.
It was a great one. And then we'll get to the highlight here in a second. But one other thing I noticed, Bill, in this one from you, I feel like you were asked to do a lot in pass pro. I saw you picking up a lot of blitzes, a lot of rushers. Just where is that in terms of, you know, how comfortable you are, kind of where you're at in your development there? It looked pretty darn good to me, but I'm just a pudgy idiot watching football at home.
Yeah, it's just trying to just be the best in everything I can be, and I mean I felt comfortable just doing it. So I mean that was something that I had on my list that I want to be better at during games. I mean you know you can run, but you know you got to be great in all the other things. So it was good to go out there and like just execute without having the ball in my hand.
All right, I got some running back 101s for you. All right, Bill. The first one is the Jumbotron rear view mirror trick. Have you ever used it before? Because last night when Bijan was going for his home run, he was looking over his left shoulder, and after the game he told Van Pelt, he's like, well, it's because the Jumbotron here is inside this circle. Yeah. He's like, I didn't have the Jumbotron rear view. Have you used it? And is it hard or easy to get accustomed to?
I mean, I only think I used that in college maybe once.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think that's kind of like it just got to catch your eye, and then you just end up looking up. But I only used that one once in college, and it really helped though. Like you get to see what kind of angle they got, and I mean it's just next level stuff. Like only a few people can do that.
I mean, the bottom line is when you're out in the clear, just run. Run.
That's the best practice.
I don't even try to look back. I try to just look at the end zone.
Okay, what happens when you forget? This is also a running back 101 question. You forget the snap count. You're like, damn it, forgot. Now I'm sitting back here behind the quarterback. Everyone's watching me. What do I do?
All right, so in that situation, you might have to be a little bit slow when everybody moves if you don't know it.
So you don't try to jog your memory. You don't try to remember it. You accept the fact, I forgot. Yeah. We're going to be a little slow off the ball. I hope the film doesn't show it.
Yeah, you just got to be a little slow in that situation.
Usually, I'm just being patient. I'm a patient running back. That's how I operate. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt with us here on G&D, a.k.a. Bill, the people's running back. All right, let's go to the 72-yarder. That was a thing of beauty. Walk me through the play call. Walk me through what you saw, and then when did you know this might be a house call?
It was an outside zone play to the right, and we ended up calling it. And I mean, I got beautiful blocks by everybody that played. And like once I seen daylight, I was like, okay, like this finally my chance. I can get an open field, and I was like, I'm not getting tackled. And it was good just to be able to take it all the way to the house for 72 yards.
As you break through right there, because I think you had to break a tackle or two if memory serves, right? As you're going through, when does it go from this is a nice run to, oh my God, I'm going? Like 70 yards is a long way. I'd be really tired, but you're a professional athlete. When does it go from, oh, this is fun. Nice play. Good for me.
Are we there yet?
Dude, this is a highlight. Like, yeah. When do you know on a run like that?
Oh, I kind of knew once I got past the second level and I seen nobody in front of me or I didn't have to try to make a safety miss. I was like, okay, like, you just, the end zone is far, but you can't get caught. So, like, that was the main thing going to my head. Like just run fast. Like, you are already there. You don't got to worry about making nobody miss and just run.
I love that. Did you hear from fantasy football champions and fans who said that you won them something?
I guarantee.
Like, I guarantee your own rosters, man. Did you hear from folks?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's all people be talking about is fantasy football.
You were the talk of August. You know that, right? Everyone's like, sure. Oh, look, we got a sleeper here. This guy Bill in Washington. Looking like he's going to get a lot of carries. And, you know, it's tough to tell once the season begins how the carries are going to sort out. But for those that stuck with you, they were rewarded in the end.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, it was good to be able to reward the people who ended up drafting me and getting me in fantasy. So it felt good.
All right, so Sunday is a meaningless game, according to us couch dwellers, which is, I'm sure, laughable to you as an NFL player and as a athlete. Tell me how you prepare for a quote-unquote meaningless game, so to speak. And have you played in many of these games in which you're like, yeah, technically this is not for much?
I mean, it's an NFL game for me. I get a chance to go out there. I know people going to be watching, still getting evaluated. So, I mean, I'm going to treat it like any other week, just want to finish strong. That's the main thing. So, I mean, I'm definitely ready for this game. And I get another chance to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, how strange is it you played these guys 2 weeks ago? The NFL's doing this new thing
with
the schedules.
Yeah, that's definitely strange.
Yeah. What's that like? I mean, you just saw these guys.
I definitely didn't. I never seen that like it until this year. But I mean, it's just okay. You know, you played them a couple of days ago, and like you know how they play, and you know what you did wrong. So I think it's just that taking that approach to the game and just going out there and trying to execute.
Do you feel like, and it's so hard to tell, obviously, the Eagles are really good. They're 11-5. That defense is awesome. Mm-hmm. The challenges that they brought, do you feel like, okay, we know what they're going to do? Or is this the kind of defense where you go, they could do something totally different, simply just based on what they saw from us? Like, how do you prepare knowing that you just saw them a couple of weeks ago in terms of what they might do to you guys?
I mean, we just got to, we know the players that they got, they can do different things. Like, all of them can make plays and, We just got to go out there and execute and just try to play our best football. So.
How is their – well, you wouldn't know. You haven't played there yet. Their field is interesting. It's natural grass, but it's got some of the synthetic woven into it. It's kind of like Green Bay's. You've played in Green Bay. How do you go about figuring out what you're running on when you're playing somewhere for the first time? Like, how much can you test in warm-ups – or take the advice of other guys to say, you know what, you need this size cleats or whatever?
Yeah, it's basically just like just seeing how you feel out there pregame.
So like, it's a feel thing.
Like you making full speed cuts and like seeing do I need longer spikes or like can I just play with my regular shoes? So it's basically just you just seeing how you feel out there pregame.
How many sets of shoes do you have?
I try to bring at least three.
At least three. Three,
three is too many. It'll be like three of them in my locker.
Well, you say it's too many, but you got three. So what is it?
it's just like I might want to switch it up. Like
right.
It depends on what we wear or like whichever cleat fit the best.
All right, so you're admitting it's too many, but you're a shoe diva, which is cool, which is fine. I'm with you on that. So you got three. So you got what? The turf nubs, quarter inch, and then what after that?
Now all of them be the regular size. Okay. It just be for different looks.
Oh,
it's
really?
About looks.
Yeah, so but wait. you can go to a trainer and be like, I need bigger studs, and they'll just
Swap. Okay, all right. Yeah, so what are the heights on the cleats? Are they quarter inch, eighth inch, half inch? What do we got?
I think quarter inch.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I usually only play in one type of spikes.
All right,
Bill. So this is the important question that everybody always asks us about each and every week. And this is kind of where, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road here for you. I know you guys dropped a close game, the Dallas one-score game, but you had over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. What was mm-hmm. Cousins' reaction to you when you guys got home?
He was happy. It was Christmas, so he kind of gave me a pass. He was just, you mm-hmm. know.
Did he get Christmas presents? What did he get?
He got some treats. He got, what else did he get? He got treats and he got a couple toys.
There you go.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bill, you are the best, dude. Enjoy this last week. Happy New Year to you and everything. It's been a pleasure having you on all season long, man. Let's do it again next week mm-hmm. after hopefully you guys beat the Eagles on Sunday.
Beat these savages. They're actually,
we got you.
Yeah, they're actually playing for something. And yeah,
be nice
and,
to ruin that.
There is a great disdain for these green pukes in this area, as I'm sure you're learning, and as I'm sure you learned the first time you hooked up with these punks. So I called them punks, by the way.
Yeah,
Bill did not call
it. Bill didn't
that's
do
not
it.
Me. Let that be noted. I'm just saying right there. All right, have a good game and stay healthy, my
friend. Talk to you next week, bud.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
See you, Bill. Happy New Year too. There he goes. That is Ja'Cory Kroski-Merrick, the people's running back.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.